PFAS is a group of chemicals created in the 1930s. The chemicals are used in a range of products, including nonstick cookware, waterproof clothing, and firefighting foam. In recent years, PFAS has been found in Wisconsin groundwater, surface water, and drinking water, as well as animal and fish tissue. The issue is, if enough of the chemicals build up in a person, say through their drinking water contaminated with high concentrations of it, it can lead to health issues. Scientists have found that PFAS led to development problems in fetuses, certain types of cancer, and reduced ability to fight off infection. In response to these findings and the discovery of high levels in some water throughout the state, Wisconsin has created a PFAS action plan. Right now, the nearly 200-page document is in draft form. The DNR and the Wisconsin PFAS Action Council is looking for more public input. Mimi Johnson is the DNR Policy Director for the Office of Emerging Contaminants.
This is only going to be tackled if we all work together. You know, this is a coordinating body of state agencies, but also must be done in partnership with stakeholders and community members across Wisconsin.
The PFAS action plan covers everything from sampling to pollution prevention to education. There's a link to the public comment form on the first page of the PFAS action plan draft.
It's a space where people can jump in. They can provide kind of general comments. They can provide comments on each individual action item or any number of them that they have thoughts on. And they can also upload comments and documents to that form as well.
There will also be a virtual public hearing on October 21st. You can find information on that and a link to the draft on our website, wxpr.org. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.